My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about how to educate leads that aren't ready to become customers. And this is kind of more of a reaction I've been having. I've been listening to a lot of podcasts recently, and a lot of people are like, you know, a lot of people, they don't need to be educated. They're ready to buy. And that to me seems, there's a time for being aggressive, and there's also a time for, I mean, where they're just trying to like make a point, and then almost it's as if they're positioning themselves. But the way I see it is like all the stuff we're doing right now around podcasts, videos, blog posts, whatever, it's all intended to fill up, you know, we know people are at different stages. People aren't ready to buy. There's people that are more ready to buy, right? But we're trying to fill the entire stages in terms of, you know, awareness, interest, what, decision, and action. So we're trying to fill that part up, right? We're trying to cover it, like, you know, Neil and I talked about before, where how we like to throw spaghetti against the wall and see what sticks. And we're trying different things all the time. That's what we're doing with content marketing. And I guess we can even start to talk about how we go about educating people that aren't ready to buy.
Yeah, and it does work. If you look at a lot of your revenue, people are coming back to you years later and saying like, hey, I wasn't ready to buy, but now I am.
Yeah, think about it. I mean, I'm trying to draw a graph right now. So if you're watching YouTube right now, so this is year one, okay? This is year three. So year one, you're putting
you
in
flip
all this
it,
work.
Flip it.
No, I think this is right. Year one's right here.
Okay.
I got it right, yeah. So year one's right here, and then you put in all this work, right? And then, but like year three, you start to get all these results. Like you get nothing here, like nothing burger, right? But it's like, all the results we have happening right now is because of all the work that we put in the beginning. Sorry, I came back to the mic. So think about it that way. It's a lot of the hard work around content marketing or educating or building a brand, whatever you want to call it. It just takes time to manifest. And don't think that just because you're getting results right now, it's because of the work that you've been putting in the last couple of months. It's often because of all the seeds you planted a couple of years ago.
What I like doing is I look for what makes my ideal customer. Once you have those things, then what you want to do is all the people who aren't ready to buy yet, you need to help them become your ideal customer. For example, for our agency, Neil Patel Digital, if someone generates over $10 million a year, they're much more qualified to be a client than someone who generates $1 million. So I may end up creating a lot of content that teaches you for free how to grow from $1 million to $10 million and just help companies grow, because as you help them grow and they get results, then when they're at the right size, they're like, well, huh, oh, Neil helped me grow. Oh, Eric helped me grow. Well, if I already got results for them without paying them, what are their paid services like? And sure, it's a long play and it's a long game, but it works extremely well as long as you're really willing to put people first and do what's best for them.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people, when it comes to, so here's the thing, right? Like, people are fickle, people are busy, people forget. The thing is, like, if Neil and I have this omni-channel approach and we're putting out content relentlessly all the time, I truly think that's what sets us apart from a lot of people. Then people, we're going to continually stay top of mind, which we've talked about in past episodes, and then people will come back, right? Whether it's us running ads, whether it's us, you know, they're downloading an ebook or a blog post, whatever it is exactly, Neil often talks about the rule of seven. Where's it, eight? The rule of seven.
Seven.
Yeah. And it's just constantly refreshing with people that, hey, like, I'm here. Hey, I'm the guy that does marketing. Hey, I'm the guy that, you know, knows a thing or two. And the cool thing is, you know, we have these agencies, but we've also done, like, we actually have results in other spaces like software and education. So the proof is in the pudding. And eventually when you're ready to buy, you come buy. We have that conversion funnel optimized. It's not like we aren't doing it. So all the people that are saying this content marketing stuff doesn't work and it should all be paid ads, when you speak in absolutes like that, that's pretty damning. And that's why those people aren't able to make content marketing work.
Yeah, and when you're trying to educate people, you need to make sure you're surveying them to figure out what they're looking for, because if you don't, you're not going to get them to convert into potential customers later on. The other thing that I've learned is, as you're dripping people over time, you need to continually mention your company or let them know about it. And a simple way to do this is use a PS. So for example, if I write an email about marketing and teaching you how to grow your traffic, I can end up putting and the end of the email, cheers, Neil Patel, which is usually my main signature. And then below that, I can add a PS. PS, if you want my team or I to just help you and kickstart this whole process, feel free to contact us here. A simple, subtle message like that will help convert more people into customers when they're ready to buy. Even if they're not ready right then and there, at least they know that, hey, you offer a product, you offer a service that could help them out in the future.
Yeah. The way I like to think about it, tofu, mofu, bofu, this is not anything new when it comes to marketing, but tofu is top of funnel traffic. Mofu is middle of funnel. Bottom of the funnel, these are people that are closer to or ready to buy, right? So you just think about the content that you're creating. Think about how you can distribute that across those three different, I don't know if you want to call them channels, but segments, and then market to them accordingly and educate them accordingly. And then you're going to start to see good results. It works. We've done it for years and years.
And the last thing I have from my end is use lead scoring. Lead scoring will typically tell you if someone's top of funnel, middle of funnel, or bottom of funnel. And then from there, you can put them in buckets and help educate them over time as well.
All right. So that is it for today. Neil mentioned survey. So please, please, please help us make this podcast better for you. Go to singlegrain.com/survey and we'll see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day.
At Mrs. Meyers, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyers, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyers.com today.